Welcome back to the Weekly Dose podcast from Patient Care Online, where we bring you the latest clinical updates for primary care physicians. This week's roundup spans dermatology, neurology, vaccines, diabetes care, and more. We begin with results from the iconic LEAD Phase 3 trial in moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. More than 680 participants were randomized to daily icotrokinra or placebo. At 16 weeks, half of patients on icotrokinra achieved PASI 90, compared with just 4% on placebo. Two-thirds reached clear or almost clear skin, versus fewer than 10% in the control group. Continued therapy through week 24 further boosted response rates, with 40% of patients achieving complete clearance. These results suggest icotrokinra may represent a strong future option for patients with high disease burden. Next, a first-in-human PET imaging study evaluated intranasal insulin delivery in older adults. Using a novel radio-labeled tracer, investigators tracked insulin uptake in brain regions critical to memory and cognition, including the hippocampus, amygdala, and temporal lobe. Cognitively healthy participants showed higher and more sustained uptake than those with mild cognitive impairment, who demonstrated rapid clearance. Interestingly, in women, insulin absorption correlated with cardiovascular health, while higher levels of phosphorylated tau were linked to lower uptake. The study validates brain target engagement for intranasal insulin and provides important insights for future Alzheimer-related clinical trials. In vaccine news, a nationwide cohort of nearly 1.6 million Danish adults assessed the safety of an updated COVID-19 booster containing the Omicron JN1 lineage. The analysis found no increased risk of 29 predefined serious adverse events, including ischemic cardiac events, intracranial bleeding, myocarditis, or pulmonary embolism. In fact, some risks were lower in the immediate post-vaccination window. The findings offer reassurance that the updated booster does not elevate risk for major adverse outcomes in adults, even in a large real-world population. A national survey provides the first representative snapshot of GLP-1 use among U.S. adults with diagnosed diabetes. In 2024, just over one quarter reported taking a GLP-1 injectable for glucose control or weight management. Use was most common among Hispanic adults and among those with obesity. Adults already on insulin or oral glucose-lowering medications were also more likely to be using a GLP-1. Utilization peaked in adults aged 50 to 64, then declined after age 65. These data underscore both the rapid uptake of GLP-1s and persistent gaps across age, racial, and socioeconomic groups. Finally, RSV vaccination rates among U.S. adults aged 60 and older remain low. Out of nearly 78 million eligible individuals, only about 16% received an RSV vaccine during the first 18 months of rollout. Uptake was higher in the oldest age groups and in those with underlying conditions, such as cardiovascular disease or diabetes. However, disparities were evident. Vaccination was lower among Black and Hispanic adults, those with lower income or education, and residents in certain regions of the country. The findings highlight a need for targeted outreach and equitable access to protect older adults at highest risk of severe RSV illness. That wraps up this week's Weekly Dose podcast. From advances in psoriasis therapy and Alzheimer's research to new vaccine safety data, diabetes treatment trends, and RSV prevention, these studies highlight the evolving landscape of patient care. Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit Patient Care Online for full coverage of these stories and more, and join us next week for another roundup.